The climate tech M&A boom, scaling the future of energy. The climate tech sector is undergoing a massive shift, with M&A leading the charge. Last year alone, we saw nearly $80 billion in climate tech deals across more than 300 transactions, with over 60% focused on clean power and energy storage. The forces driving climate tech M&A. Public market struggles are creating private buyout opportunities. Clean energy stocks have taken a hit, making private acquisitions more attractive. Many firms would rather go private than navigate public market volatility. This trend is fueling a surge in private equity interest, as long-term capital shifts toward infrastructure plays. Private equity and infrastructure funds are leading the charge. With deep pockets and a long-term investment horizon, private equity and infrastructure investors are well positioned to capitalize on climate tech. Unlike venture capital, which has been shifting toward AI, private equity sees climate technology as a critical, scalable asset class. Scaling is the only way to win in climate tech. The fastest way for companies to grow in climate tech isn't through organic expansion, it's through acquisitions. Regulatory approvals, intellectual property, and supply chain access make buying easier than building. This is why we've seen $10.6 billion merger between lithium firms Allkem Limited and Livent Corporation. $2.3 billion acquisition of OCI Clean Ammonia Holding BV. $2 billion deal for wind energy developer Enerfin Sociedad de Energia. The next big play, small modular reactors, SMRs, and clean energy clusters. The SMR opportunity, energy independence for critical industries. For years, nuclear energy has been sidelined in ESG discussions. But small modular reactors, SMRs, are changing that. Unlike massive nuclear power plants, SMRs are flexible, scalable, and can be co-located with energy-intensive industries. Key sectors that could benefit from SMRs. Data centers and AI infrastructure, SMRs could provide stable, zero-carbon power to these facilities. Healthcare and biotech, SMRs could fuel energy-intensive healthcare innovation. Pharmaceutical manufacturing, clusters of pharma companies could share dedicated, private energy sources. What's next for investors? More private deals as valuations reset. Private capital is driving climate tech M&A. Infrastructure funds and private equity firms are leading acquisitions, securing critical energy assets at discounted valuations. The rise of private energy ownership. Companies won't just buy clean energy, they'll start owning it. Expect more corporations to invest in on-site energy solutions, from SMRs to private wind and solar projects. A climate tech stock rebound? While public markets are skeptical about clean energy today, long-term trends suggest a major re-rating could be on the horizon. Final thoughts: climate tech M&A is reshaping energy strategy. M&A in climate tech isn't just about consolidation, it's about creating the energy infrastructure of the future. Companies need scale. Investors need stable returns. And industries need reliable, clean power. Private capital is stepping up to fill the void, and the emergence of SMRs as a viable clean energy solution could redefine how industries consume power. The big question for investors: who will own the next generation of energy assets? Read more about tariffs, implications for trade, data centers, and life sciences. Click here.